Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country, and on leading independent stations here, there, and everywhere all around the country, too. And don't forget, we can be heard around the world via the Internet and the satellite because we are up on my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. We're up on the GCN Live website, too, and we're up on all the other radio stations that have streaming capabilities are playing us that way, too. So there's no reason to say, well, I can't hear your show, because you can. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, we've got the FedEx and the UPS drivers out there. By the way, UPS may be going on strike. Uh-oh. Now, also, the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail all across the country. And our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, Donald Trump's social media website. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Okay, going out to California, IA, by the magic of the radio and the telephone, we've got on the line Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Great. Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yeah, they're in a good mood. It's 82 degrees, partly cloudy, another nice night. Mosquitoes are not biting because they've been sprayed on, so they're looking for cover.
All right.
Yep. My friend Daniel, the mosquito pilot, had his helicopter in the hangar for a couple of days. They couldn't get the door up because something happened to the door, so he didn't fly for a couple of days. But he's made up for lost time the rest of the week, I'll tell you that much. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for about 60 seconds and just say something about Mr. Durham and all the stuff that I had to listen to yesterday from the Democrats who are refusing to accept the facts of the matter. Very, very specific what John Durham had to say, I might add. Very specific. So here we go. What did Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Loretta Lynch, and James Comey know about the Russian collusion? And when did they know it? That's my question. John Durham dropped a bombshell in his testimony in the House Oversight Committee. In his report, the special counsel had already revealed that those four and others had been briefed in August of 2016 that the Russian collusion allegation was nothing more than a political attack from Hillary Clinton on Donald Trump and company. Now, Durham testified that the briefing had included a referral memorandum that Comey received. However, Durham discovered that FBI agents assigned to the investigation were never informed of CIA Director Brennan's briefing or the political context of the Steele dossier. In essence, Comey, then FBI director, obstructed his own FBI investigation and contributed to the false representations of the FISA court. Now, Comey isn't the only one that covered it up. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Loretta Lynch all contributed to the Russian hysteria that followed, both before and after the election, while knowing full well that it was nothing but a dirty political trick. Kyle, this certainly smells like, well, collusion.
Well, you know, I think the Democrats are going to not be accepting at all, really, of what Durham was doing, even though it's demonstrable what the conclusions that he came to. It's demonstrably, what happened here. And but, of course, they've got to spin it their way, and they're going to fight tooth and nail on it.
They are a bunch of liars. What part of the word L-I-A-R do you not understand? What part of the word un-American do you not understand? And what part of the word of they're no good for this country do you not understand? When they stand there and cheer the liar-in-chief, Adam Schiff, on the floor as if he had just won the Bronze or Silver Star for combat.
Well, remember, too, that it's the end justifies the means. And they don't care how they get there. Some people might think they're all kind of dumb. They don't understand what America is. No, I think they do, but they also understand what power is, and they're willing to do virtually anything to get it and keep it.
Well, I care how they get there, and I care about doing it right, not wrong. So therefore, put up, shut up, or get the hell out of the way, but tell the truth. All right, here comes the music. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And when we do, we're going to talk about the unfortunate plight of Oceangate, the Titan submarine, the submersible. And then we've got a lot more stuff to get into. Hunter is on the fence again. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. By the way, MyPillow's got a brand new special right now, and this is kind of interesting. You know they make different size pillows, right? From the smaller ones that you put on your couch to the bigger ones that you sleep on to the great big ones that you can put in a double bed or whatever. And they got the new 2.0 pillow. Well, they got a deal right now, on their pillows at MyPillow.com. $99.99 is what you get for all the pillows they make, all of them, which makes it about $20 a pillow, which isn't a bad deal with their full warranty and guarantee. All you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and whammo-bammo, you're in like Flynn. Now, they've also got a number you can call. It's 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. But go check out that pillow special. By the way, it's also over on my Facebook page and in the group. I got it over there in the group. It's on the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page on Facebook, and it's also over on the Captain's group, which is a chat group that we have. Again, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com, phone number 800-641-5459. Save up to 80% on some of the items they've got there. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey there, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, I told you yesterday, and I was hoping I was wrong, but I really didn't think so by the time the show was reaching its downward spiral in the last hour. But unfortunately, the crew and the pilot, the four passengers and the pilot of the Titan submersible Ocean Gate, are dead because of the implosion of the craft. And again, it probably happened on the way down, and they believe they heard the noise. There was a underwater listening device that they used to listen to submarines and whatnot. They believe they heard, actually heard the noise about a week ago, right after this first happened, about an hour and 45 minutes into the submersion of it down to the Titanic. But ironically, the debris field was 1,300 feet, not 1,600, not 1,700 or whatever you're hearing, but it was 1,300 feet away from the bow of the Titanic.
Well, the we understand the U.S. Navy detected a sound, but they found it to be inconclusive at that time. But, of course, backtracking, it all fits. James Cameron, of course, Captain, the famous film director and now experienced submariner, deep-sea diver, and he became an expert in that, of course, as a result of getting in, making the Titanic movie and subsequent documentaries and so forth. He broke his silence today, saying that it was his understanding that they did hear the bang on the hydrophone at almost exactly the same time as they lost the communications. And he said at that time, his heart sank because he theorized then that there was an implosion that occurred at that moment. And then, of course, the submersible was broken into pieces and it settled onto the bottom. Just again, a very, very sad story, but it does bring up this idea, Captain, about safety concerns. James Cameron also talked about the idea of you had a composite carbon fiber and titanium hull, which he thought also sort of gave him pause when he first heard about such a thing. Just he had never worked with that before, but he has become quite an expert in the field, so it is interesting his remarks about that. So there's going to be further research, and I think there was probably some weakening over time. This vessel had made several dives, and it just got to be too much.
Well, that's it. All the stress that was put on the vessel, and you hit the nail right on the head, and that's what I've been thinking ever since I really put this to rational thought. All the dives that it made and all the pressurization against it over a period of time, it's got to damage the equipment in some way, somehow. I mean, it does ordinary farm equipment. The more you use it, the more it vibrates, the more it shadows, rakes, and rolls, the more you have the opportunity of it breaking down. So I compared it to farm equipment is what I did, and that was where I came up with my assumption.
And, of course, too, I mean, airframes for, commercial aircraft, they can take only so many takeoffs and landings, pressurizations, depressurizations, over time, and so they're retired out eventually. But unfortunately, Captain, I think we're going to find, as this investigation moves forward, that there was not enough emphasis, or maybe sort of looking the other way, not looking the other way, but looking past potential issues in favor of maintaining this ongoing tourist
now action. Something else that happened yesterday that they tried to cover and bury under the rug, and they're not going to be able to, was the transcript that now shows that Joe Biden was in the room while Hunter Biden shook down the Chinese government for a bunch of money, and he referred to his father was there with him, not once, not twice, but three times on the telephone call that was made that a whistleblower produced evidence of. This is probably, to date, the most damning thing at all that we've heard, because Joe was there, then vice president, while Hunter was trying to shake down the Chinese government for money.
Well, it's undeniably huge here. This is really going to be a watershed in this whole issue about Joe Biden, his son, the dealings with China, foreign governments, and Joe Biden's influence and knowledge of it. Because you recall, Captain, several times,
oh, I know,
candidate Joe Biden said he didn't know anything, never discussed anything.
I had no idea. I never talked with my son about, you lying, you know what.
Well, but and they did that quite on purpose, right? But now it's all starting to unravel. And if it's not a something that's quote unquote actionable by somehow the government or the DOJ, it is certainly actionable by the voters in the court of public opinion. These campaign commercials, Captain, are going to be the most rock'em sock'em campaign commercials you've ever seen in the history of the universe because of all these revelations about Joe Biden and Hunter, all this stuff. They're not going to hide from it during this campaign. It's going to be incredibly damaging to Biden.
Well, the other thing is IRS whistleblowers have now come forth, and there's evidence of this, that the IRS and DOJ actually hindered the Hunter Biden tax probe to put that under the table, to hush it up.
Yes, and again, another major revelation here, another major component, because, you know, Captain, I think as the voters look at this, they're going to say to themselves, this all sounds about right. You know, it's not going to be foreign and fantastical. It's not going to be something that is that no, this is all made up. It's a Republican MAGA subversion here. It's not that at all. They're going to say, yeah, this kind of makes sense about Biden and his son.
Well, we know Biden has been a chronic liar for years and years and years, a habitual liar about different things that have happened in government. Going back to his initial days in the government, that's how he got to where he was at. He lied his way to get there.
Well, he's always been sort of loose with the truth. There's no doubt about that.
Sort of.
Well, I remember back in 1988, there was this guy named Joe Biden running for president. There was another guy named Al Gore running for president. I mean, this goes way back in the way back machine here. But Joe Biden, of course, was caught reading stuff that he didn't write and passing it off as if he was making it up right then. And I refer to the Neil Kinnock speeches that he lifted.
Well, that was because Al Gore was the inventor of the Internet.
That's right. Yeah, but I thought that was going to be Joe Biden was done at that point because it was so obvious he was stealing somebody else's words and passing them off as his own.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. By the way, a poll that's come out say that the 62% of the people questioned in the poll say that Donald Trump and his indictment is politically motivated. And we'll see what happens there because they're going to have some trouble trying to get a conviction on this. That's just my opinion. They may get him on one charge, but it won't be a felony. It'll be a misdemeanor. He may plead guilty to a misdemeanor. He may not. I don't know. But Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch believes that he has committed no crime at all. And we'll have quite a little discussion about Tom Fitton and a couple of things he's got going, but you won't believe. And here comes the music, Kyle. Hang on. And, folks, when we come back, we are going to get into the conversation about Tom Fitton and what he had to say today about President Trump being innocent of all charges. And we're going to tell you what it is in specific that's driving his thought process. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard has confirmed that five people have died in the Titan submersible that has been missing below the sea since Sunday. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
With experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
Nearly 100 people are injured after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert in Colorado. Seven people were taken to area hospitals with broken bones and lacerations. 80 others were treated on the scene. Tonight is the NBA draft. The league's future stars are being selected at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. French phenom Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to San Antonio. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
You betcha, and I stand behind that 110% and thank everybody that supported this show over the years, and especially over the last couple of months with the problems that I had health-wise. You find out who your friends are. When that happens, you find out who your friends are. And this portion of the program, of course, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. If you're in pain or discomfort of any type and you want to get rid of it, all naturally, no narcotics, go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. Take advantage of it and start living your life the way you want to. I take it every day without fail in the morning with breakfast. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What would you say if I was about to tell the audience about something that will blow the doors off the building they're living in?
Okay.
Are you familiar with, let's call it foreign aid given to certain countries in the Caribbean?
Sure.
Billions of dollars, right?
Yeah, typically, yes.
Kind of started with Bill Clinton with one of those earthquakes down there in Haiti and has continued over the years, and they're still giving them money, right?
Right.
What would you say if I told you billions, with a B, billions of dollars in aid that's gone to Haiti cannot be found? Billions of dollars. What would you say?
Well, I'd say, first of all, that's terrible, and second of all, I hate to say, a lot of times there's corruption involved with these kinds of
things. You think?
Sure.
Well, this whole deal, going back to Bill Clinton and the Democrats who started it, has been rife with fraud and corruption. No verification, no vetting where the money goes. They just hand it out, and boom, gone. Not being used for what it was supposed to be. And the U.S. government's multi-billion-dollar Haiti aid program has failed so miserably, they don't even know how much money they gave them that they can't account for. That is a fact, and I'll tell you who found it out. Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch. This is what he does for a living. This is amazing. And you want to know what's even more amazing, Kyle?
What's that?
The Biden administration has now allotted millions more under the Caribbean climate funding agenda to the same people that can't account for the first amount of money that they got. What in the hell are you doing here?
Well, if those billions of dollars actually went to places in the Caribbean like Haiti and other places like that, don't you think they should be rich beyond the dreams of avarice?
Have you not seen some of the presidential palaces and some of the homes these people are living in, some of the lots, the airplanes? Have you not seen that?
Well, sure, but what I mean to say is that you would think that it would be doing the countries good, but because of corruption, some of that gets, of course, put to the wrong people or to somebody who hoard it in that manner. Or also, I wonder if some of that money ever gets kicked back somewhere.
Aha! I was waiting for you to say that. Very strong possibility.
I would think so as well. And this is why the accounting's so messed up, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's one of those things, well, it can never be determined, at least at first glance. So that's why, mm-hmm. If this is a real problem, you want to make sure that you get forensic accountants in there.
Now, I challenge the newspapers and the television networks and the radio networks, the woke people, the Democrats predominantly, to take this story and run with it and become champions of the people, because I've got it. Tom Fitton is the one that's launched lawsuits to try to get to the bottom of all this, to get the amounts and whatnot. And the federal government admits they have no idea how much money has just been thrown up in the air.
I mean, we give foreign aid for reasons, basically, but what happens is that now it becomes something that is perverted, essentially. And so when that happens, I think a lot of Americans look at this and they say, well, let's say you gave them $10 billion. I mean, I wonder what that might have done for our vets or for helping our infrastructure or making sure that America's strong and our military. Those kinds of questions immediately pop up.
Do you think for one reason or for one moment that the Democrats really care what happened to our vets when they cut the veterans budget and they made the deductible on TRICARE higher and have the veterans paying more money? Now they did away with some of what Donald Trump did that was helping the veterans. Do you think that they're going to help the veterans after we know what they did initially?
Well, of course not. At the Democrat Party elite level, I think you've got a lot of Democrats rank and file across the highways and byways care a lot about the vets, obviously. But yeah, you're right. I think that they see them as not an issue for them at the high levels.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I've got a question here from this listener is in all by you. In California, San Jose, California. I don't know exactly how far that is away from you. Robert, he's saying, Captain, are you aware, because I heard you mention it earlier, of the transcript that's been given by one of the whistleblowers that shows that Father Joe Biden was in the same room while Hunter Biden was threatening Chinese officials to pay them. Yes, I am. We talked about that. But going back on that, Joe Biden again, and you were the one that said it, oh, I've had no contact with my son. I know nothing is what he's doing. I'm not involved in that. And here we have not one, but two whistleblowers that say that Joe Biden was in the room sitting right beside Hunter Biden when he shook down the Chinese for an alleged amount of money in the millions of dollars. And again, we don't know exactly how much that was.
Well, right. Well, of course, Joe Biden, his candidate Biden, went out there and said what he said, resting, comfortably in the knowledge that really the mainstream media will never actually try to figure out if he's telling the truth or not. It's just something he says, and they transcribe it, and they send it out. And that's pretty much been the arrangement for quite some time. So that's why these whistleblowers are so very important, because this is a game changer for Biden.
And one of the behind-the-scenes people in the Biden administration, White House staffer Rob Flaherty, who's kind of a jack-of-all-trades, master of none, is leaving the Biden administration. That could be important.
Because they feel that something else is coming down the pike, or what do you
Yes.
think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're going to get involved in something. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
sometimes, sometimes you see the people jettisoning out before something bad happens like that. Yeah, you're right.
It's called save my butt.
Right.
All right. Here's something a little funny because of what it talks about. The big old tech CEOs, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, agree to a cage fight. What are we talking about?
I'm not sure. What, they're going to do a cage fight?
It's going to be a Twitter fight. They're going to create a special Twitter page, and they're going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But they're making it sound like they're in one of the wrestling matches where they get in a cage and they go wrestling, winner take all.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, this is going to be a Twitter fight.
Virtual cage fighting.
It's going to be a Twitter thread, and they're going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and let some of the people comment about what they're saying. This is going to be hilarious because I don't think either one of them really like each other.
I don't think so. Yeah, so I guess that'll be quite the event.
You going to watch it? You going to get involved in it?
Probably not.
I'm Kyle Warren, and I want to get involved in a cage match.
No thanks.
All right. Well, again, I talked about this earlier, and I'm going to mention it as we go to break. Ron DeSantis says that Joe Biden will not get impeached because nobody wants Kamala as president. Now, I said that earlier, and I've been saying it. DeSantis is right, and we're going to have to put up with Joe Biden until whatever happens, happens. In other words, vote the bum out.
Well, that's right. That's what the voters, I think, are looking to do at this point.
Stay low. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, are coming back with a Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Got some things to talk about. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Nailing these shingles on the roof of this house where the man says it's 108. The sweat soaking off the back of my shirt. I'm as thirsty as this red dirt clay. It's Friday night, almost quitting time, and the boys wanna have some fun. They like to kick back with a nice cold draft and an oversized frosty mug. I like a hot one, like a shotgun. I'll tumble up next to me. I'll pick a sun drop in a tank top with her hair blowing in the breeze. Smelling good, looking fine.
Kyle, what's the name of that group?
That's the none other than the Soul Circus Cowboys.
And whereabouts are they out of?
I'm not exactly sure where exactly they're from.
Glory to God.
Oh, that's from Florida. That's right. Okay, mm-hmm. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's one of the locals down here that made it big and got out there and did a lot of great recordings, and they got a great sound to them. So there you go. And that's Soul Circus Cowboys. And a lot of people requested them and say, hey, whatever happened to that group? Because they're out playing the circuit right now. So I said, well, let's see if I can find something. And I did, and there it is.
Very cool.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what. The weather is delightful, but no one wants to be frightful, I guess is a good way to put it. I'm changing some words around here. It's not snowing anywhere, but it certainly is. There's a couple of areas up in the mountains out west where we've got some cooler temperatures, and we've got a lot of rain, and we've got a lot of storms. And we've got something, again, moving around here south of, let's see, south of New Orleans. We've got a development out there, a bunch of thunderstorms and a line of thunderstorms starting to move to the east. So all elements in the along the Gulf Coast there, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, you need to pay attention because there could be some real big thunder boomers coming. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're going to take a look here real quick. We don't have a whole lot of alerts to tell everybody about, but we continue to have that very dry weather, fire weather, as they call it, covering most of the state of New Mexico at this hour. Also, we continue to see the heat advisory down in the southeast corner, the very southeast corner of New Mexico. Temperatures could go up to 109 degrees, according to the forecast there, so do be advised of that. Then also, up in Montana, we've got a flood watch, aerial flood watch, and this is going to be all along I-94 as you come out of Bozeman, I-90 as you're coming out of Bozeman, over towards Billings, up towards Hysham, Miles City, of course, I-94 now, and then up towards Glendive as you make your way over to North Dakota. Also, as you head down just to the northern part of Wyoming, as you come down I-90 right there. And so you want to be aware of that this morning. Taking a look around the rest of the area there, we're not really seeing too many other big alerts. So be careful out there, and we'll have more next hour.
Okay, I'm going to start in Minnesota. I'm going to start in Wisconsin and part of Illinois, part of Indiana, part of the western part of Michigan. We've got that, yes, that schmutz is what I'm calling it, that this gray, funky, dirty, dingy, rotten air, where if you've got breathing problems, you might not want to be outside for very long, along with the high temperatures, and it just makes for a miserable element for anyone with breathing problems. But Chicago, Toledo, or not Toledo, sorry, not, this is not Toledo, Gary, Madison, Milwaukee, the Twin Cities in the south, you just got this stagnant air, for lack of better words. Now, moving to the west, going out towards the Kansas line, right there around Goodland, we still got rain, still got flooding conditions in many areas out there. Coming down into Oklahoma, the southwestern corner of Oklahoma, coming up out of Texas, you've got a lot of warm air, but you've also got some rain, and you've also got some flooding with the big thunder boomers that have been going on there, plus the consistent threat of tornadoes, not only in Oklahoma, but also in Texas, where it is extremely hot again across I-20 south to include just west of Houston all the way down to Brownsville on up to Eagle Pass, 100-degree-plus temperatures along the border again, 95 degrees and maybe as high as 100 in other parts of Texas all the way over to El Paso on 10 and on 20. Now, we do have a disturbance of some sort with a bunch of thunderstorms and rough surf and whatnot south of New Orleans right now. Because the Gulf water is so warm, something could erupt over a matter of just a day or less. So we're going to keep our eye on that and remind you that disturbance is starting to move to the east with a lot of thunderstorms and some waves and some rough conditions on the water. It is in the water, though. It's not on shore. It is in the water, so we'll have to see what happens. Now, rain from just east of Pensacola all the way over almost to Jacksonville, along the Gulf there, Big Bend to be included, Tallahassee as well, over to Live Oak, over to Jasper,
then on up the southwestern corner of Georgia, up through Atlanta. When you get up into South Carolina, the middle part of it, of South Carolina, in particular just west of I-95 all the way up to North Carolina, you've got flooding, quite a bit of flooding because of the heavy rain up there. And then the central part of North Carolina along I-95, just west of I-95, again, you have rain, heavy rain, and lots of it. Now, there is some rain, some showers mixed along Long Island, along Cape Cod, on and off. There's a slight disturbance off the coast of Jacksonville. It looks like there's some storms over there that could move onshore because of the way the winds are blowing over there. And, of course, we have got, that we have to tell you about, that we have to look at, we've got a couple of big tropical storms that are coming. One is Brett, one is Cindy. They're following each other. Brett is going to come down the slot and looks like it's going to dissipate south of Cuba somewhere. May it reform somewhere around the Gulf, the bottom of the Gulf. We don't know, but it could because of the warm water. Also, Cindy is going to make a little bit more of a right turn. And if it affects the United States at all, it will be further up Carolinas, Virginia, East Coast. So we don't need to worry about that down here where I'm at. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and why we want to go there.
Well, we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center's captain because they want to be your oasis out there on the road. That's exactly what they say, and that's exactly what they aim to do. And you want to find out more about them and use their locations function so you can plan your trip accordingly by simply going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. There you're going to be able to find out all about the My Rewards Plus app where you can get great offers. You can also you find out about their amenities, get access to their amenities, and save a bunch of money and earn points at the same time. And that's exactly what you want to be able to do out there this summer. Plus, at pilotflyingj.com, find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy out there. So especially if you're an RVer or a traveler and you're going to want to fuel up as you go across the highways and byways on your way to, oh, maybe the national parks or wherever you're headed this summer, and you want to stop in at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Again, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
When are you going?
Hopefully sooner than later, that's for sure.
Yeah, everybody still asks me, when's Kyle leaving California?
Well, hey, well, you never know. You never know. It's daily things change, don't they?
You ought to see the building down here in Florida. You might change your mind because of what you do.
Yeah.
Because they got ads in the paper for what you do.
Well, I understand that. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So everybody wants you to apply for a job, come down here, and then they can all meet you.
Well, I sure had a great time meeting everybody when I was there in Tampa. That's for sure.
I keep telling them you'll be back.
Absolutely.
All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Top of the hour, and we'll be right back after the news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.